You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. In 2023, the Ontario government designated Lyme disease a disease of public health significance. Lyme disease, a combination of skin rashes, fevers, headaches, and fatigue, is contracted from black-legged ticks, and if left untreated, can escalate to affect joints, the heart, and nervous system. Statistics from Public Health Ontario showcase an increase of 300 new Lyme disease cases across the province from 1,490 in 2022 to 1,795 in 2023. In Waterloo Region, the 2003 data has not been released yet, but by looking at earlier years, a clear upward trend is evident, from 13 cases in 2021 to 22 cases in 2022. Bear in mind, there are many types of ticks that pose and transmit different types of risks. The black-legged tick transmits Lyme disease specifically, and so examining populations and why and where they are increasing is informative. eTick.ca is an online platform where people voluntarily report tick sightings in the environment or when found on humans or animals. Now, the data is based on voluntary reporting by individuals, so it may be underrepresentative of the actual situation, but it can still shed light on the expanding tick habitat in our region. Comparing the first 3 months of 2023 to 2024 shows there has been a threefold increase in tick reports on eTick.ca. From January 21st to April 4th, 2023, three tick reports were listed for KW, and there were no tick reports for the same time period in Cambridge. Now, jump a year ahead, since January of 2024, KW has seen 9 reports of black-legged ticks, and Cambridge has reported 11 cases of ticks already. According to the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association, ticks are arachnids. They have 8 legs. They are relatives of spiders, mites, and scorpions. Most ticks are very small, about 3 to 5 millimeters in length, and survive by feeding on the blood of animals or humans, and they can live up to 3 years. The Region of Waterloo's Public Health Manager for Vector-Borne Diseases is Rebecca Piavison, and she talked to CKMS News about how Lyme disease is transmitted.
Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria, and that bacteria is transmitted from the bite or the attachment of a black-legged tick. So that's a specific species of tick, also known as like a deer tick. It also has a scientific name as well, Ixodes scapularis.
Long cold winters might kill the ticks, but the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association notes that mild winters increase the chances of tick survival, and black-legged ticks are active once the temperature rises to about 4 degrees Celsius. Now, while Waterloo Region was not in the 2023 estimated risk area, as defined by Public Health Ontario, that may very well change for 2024. And regardless of whether we are in the risk area or not, we are surrounded by risk areas. In March, the Public Health Unit in Oxford and Elgin counties, which includes Woodstock, warned people that after an especially mild winter and early spring, to watch out for black-legged ticks. This warning has been echoed many times over the last few months and few years. On July 2nd last year, the CBC reported that Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, laid the blame for the increase of Lyme disease on the rise of the tick population and ultimately climate change. Rebecca explains why the ticks are increasing in the region and the province.
Black-legged ticks, can basically be found anywhere in Ontario, and it's important to take precautions anytime that you're outdoors. And black-legged ticks, they can be carried on birds, migrating birds, as well as deer. So they travel on wildlife, and that's how they get to certain locations and develop a habitat in the area. And then ticks also need a relatively temperate climate. As our winters warm up, the environment becomes more conducive to tick habitat.
But despite all of this, prevention and early detection is within our grasp. Simple steps like checking for ticks post-outdoor activities, using tick-specific repellents, and knowing where ticks hide out on the body will significantly reduce your risks, as Rebecca explains.
When the most important thing is after you've been outdoors, to check yourself and children for ticks. it's really easy to spot a tick if you're wearing light-colored clothing. And if you're wearing long sleeves and pants to cover up your skin, then ticks won't be able to attach. Additionally, if you're wearing insect repellent with DEET or icaridin in it, that will also detract ticks. Important to always follow the label directions on those types of repellents. I mean, it's also important to know where to check on your body. So for example, you want to shower as soon as possible after being outdoors and check areas in and around your ears, your head, hair, under the arms, behind the knees, around the groin, belly button, between toes. Those are all good hiding places for ticks. You could also throw your clothing in the dryer on the highest heat it can handle to kill off ticks. It's important to know that black-legged ticks need to be attached for around 24 hours to transmit Lyme disease. So the sooner that you remove a tick, the better. To remove a tick, you want to use fine point tweezers. You want to grab the tick on the mouth parts as close to the skin as possible. So you don't want to leave any mouth parts behind in the skin. You want to pull the tick straight out of the skin and avoid any twisting or rotating. Once you have the tick out of the skin, you will place it in a sealed bag or container. We advise taking a photo and submitting the tick for identification to a website called etick.ca. If the tick that bit you is identified as a black-legged tick, it's important to talk to your healthcare provider about next steps, especially if you are feeling unwell or if the tick was attached for more than 24 hours.
Should a tick attach itself to you, Rebecca describes the symptoms to watch out for.
The symptoms of Lyme disease, they may occur anywhere from a few days to a month after a tick has been attached. But it's usually about 7 to 10 days that you might start to show symptoms. Keep in mind that a tick often has to be attached for around 24 hours in order to transmit the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. But symptoms that you would want to look for are a distinctive circular bullseye shaped rash, fever, headache, muscle and joint pain, chills, swollen lymph nodes, and fatigue. The symptoms are very general and very well could be mistaken for something else, but that distinctive circular bullseye shaped rash is often a good indicator of Lyme. But it's important to keep in mind that while it's a common symptom, it might not occur in all cases.
Rebecca also described some possible consequences if Lyme disease is left untreated.
So it is possible that if it was to go untreated for long periods of time, that symptoms can become more severe. So there could possibly be neurological abnormalities. Symptoms might fluctuate or they could become chronic. There could also be cardiac abnormalities. Okay. There can also be intermittent episodes of swelling and pain in the joints, things like chronic arthritis.
Even though it looks like Lyme disease is here to stay and on the rise, there are measures we can take to protect ourselves, minimize our risks, and still enjoy the outdoors. In addition to resources at etick.ca, the Region of Waterloo Insect and Animal Diseases page, and the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association, which is at ticktalkcanada.com. There is also excellent information at the Ontario government page on Lyme disease and tick removal. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.